Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I'm kind of excited today about my guest, Thomas Cox. We have already been chit-chatting for a bit because that's what I do. And I love that he used to be a football coach and he's into food and all the things that I love. And we're going to talk about wealth today. On top of all of that, then we can throw in the wealth. I'm very excitable about all of this. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jennifer, so much. I appreciate it. And yes, the conversation has been wonderful so far, so I know this is going to be great.
Give us a little bit about your backstory and what led you into this. Okay, so the title is Financial Architect Helping Business Owners Build Wealth. Most of my audience, business owners, entrepreneurs, and yes, we can't do great things in the world if we don't have the money coming in.
That's exactly right. So growing up, from the time I was five, I knew what I wanted to be. I was never the kid that says, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I wanted to be a college football coach. So my dad is in the Hall of Fame in the state of Alabama for high school coaching. And I got into coaching, played football in college, got into coaching, absolutely loved it. So from zero birth to 32 years old, that's what I did. I was football. And so really, really felt moved to get out and didn't really know what I was going to do. So I got out of coaching and started working at a church. Guy comes into me and I was really scared when I got out, but my dad, who coached for 37 years, came to me and I said, I'm a little concerned. I said, Dad, I don't know if I can do anything else. This is all I've ever done. He looks at me and he goes, son, you can do anything you want. That was extremely encouraging because all I'd ever done was football. But in that process, and we can unpack this later, the skills I had by coaching for 10 years in college football helped me so much as a business owner. I mean, dramatically as a business owner. So I get out of coaching and I'm working at a church. My boss walks in and says, hey, can you help me with a meal plan? So he helps me. I help him with a meal plan. And then this is in 2012, 13-ish. And I start doing meal plans for him. Well, fast forward a handful of years later, we did, you know, thousands of meal plans for people in 27 different countries. Now, this was way different than what you have today. It was targeted to busy moms. This wasn't meathead gym rats. This was busy moms. This was Jennifer with her three kids going to and from her job every day, ballet, football practice, baseball, all that. So that's who I target. So we did that. Well, then that morphed into catering. Okay. Then we morphed into meal prep. So we're doing meal plans, meal prep, and catering. This is in a little bitty place in Tennessee. So that grows. I got my first taste of being a business owner and absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved being unemployable. Absolutely loved working as hard as I wanted to make as much as I wanted to. So I did that, and I still do that. I still own two different catering companies here in Birmingham. I moved from Tennessee to Birmingham, Alabama, back where I'm from. And so we did that for a while, and then I still own the company, two catering companies, and we have a company that feeds a college, Highlands College here in Birmingham, Alabama. So, but about 5 or 6 years ago, I got into the finance part of just the world. Excuse me. So in 2017, I bought our first apartment complex. So all my friends were buying single family homes. And I listened to this video. This guy said, why would I want to buy a single family home when I have 10 single family homes, when I've got 10 roofs and 10 HVACs in each sort of, and I said, this is what I'm going to do. So I bought it. Me and my partner bought it a apartment complex. Well, the reason I bought an apartment complex, because at 18, I started dollar cost averaging. You know what that is, Jennifer, in the market?
I do, but go ahead and explain it for the audience. Yeah.
Dollar cost averaging is at a monthly draft from your checking account into what they call a brokerage account, which that brokerage account then goes and buys different stocks and things like that in the market. All you're doing is putting money in the market in a systematic way every month. So I started when I was 18 and just did that systematically every month. So when I was 37, I guess, we bought our first apartment complex. 2 years later, we bought another one. Part of the way we did that was, number one, was all the money that I'd invested over the years. That's number one. Number two, owning my own business. So when you own your own business, you've got a couple options. You can take the money that you've made and you can roll that back into your business. People say that I put it back into the business. What the heck does that mean? Well, there's only so much you can do, but if your profit's good enough, you can take that money and put it in your business to grow with it through marketing, buying better equipment, whatever. Or you can take that money and you can invest in other assets that can produce wealth alongside your business. That's what I chose to do. So our business is still growing and we're taking a lot of the profits and we're putting it in other avenues. We bought a second apartment complex. After that, I bought another complex on my own. So owned 32 units myself. But then in the midst of all that, Jennifer, what we started doing is we started dealing with private lending. So I got into these real estate circles and met some people, and someone asked me if I knew anything about what they call hard money lending or private money lending. I said, no, tell me more. So you loan money to somebody, they give you a favorable rate because you can move with speed. A lot more details to that. So I started doing that. So I've got apartments, I'm running our business, and I'm doing some private money lending. And it's the easiest money I've ever made. So I started doing more than that, more of that. Then a friend of mine sat down with me. I moved back to Birmingham. A friend of mine sat down with me and said, hey, I want you to look at something. I said, okay. I said, what? He said, okay, what if we could put your money in a spot and it would continually grow? And you could borrow against that money, but the principal, the big number would still grow. So say I had $300,000 in an account and I borrowed 100 to do something with, invest over here, but it's still going to grow at 300. The balance is not going to come down. So I'm going to grow on 300, but then take another 100 and go invest it. I said, that sounds like
Too
something
good to
illegal.
be
That
true.
sounds illegal, Justin.
Little
And so,
fishy.
yeah, what are we doing? And so he said, no. And he just began to explain what they call infinite banking. And so went down the rabbit hole and I asked all the questions and I watched all the videos and I did all the things that go to that. And so I started down that path of understanding what infinite banking is. I got my first infinite banking policy and I started using it. And then I got another one. And then I started to put policies on my kids. And so what infinite banking is it is me becoming the bank. I am putting money into these, what they call cash value life insurance policies. And I'm using the money in the policy to take and go and do other things, all while the money continues to grow in the policy. So it's a contractual guarantee. So I'm not worried about the market, which is great. And I can use the money in and out just like the bank does. So I got really, really involved in that and just started using that. Well, when I started telling other people about it, it became something that I really, really enjoyed. So here over the last however many years, I've started doing that as my full-time job. I manage the food businesses. I do a good job at that. But then I started brokering and doing infinite banking for business owners. And it has been a game changer for so many people. So the people that we target are business owners of any kind, anybody that's doing investing in high W-2. Okay, so those are the three areas. To be honest with you, it's not for someone that's living paycheck to paycheck. So if you're making $60,000 or $70,000 a year and you're waiting till the end of the month to get your check, this is not a system for you. There's got to be excess cash in your life and in your ecosystem. That's why it's so good for business owners. But what it does is it allows you to have so much more freedom financially, not to depend on the banks for money, but also recapture all the interest that you would be paying for banks. So long, long answer to say, I am loving and being involved in finance.
And I love that it wasn't a direct path. Like you said, at birth, you knew you were going into football. And then you're like, one day, oh, gee, what do I want to be when I grow up?
That's
And
right.
that was the story that just happened in my head.
Yep.
And I remember several years ago talking to a friend's daughter, and she was like, Like, I don't know what I want to do. And she was like in 10th grade in high school. And her friends were a year or two older, so they had already picked their colleges. They had already, decided. And I looked at her and I went, girlfriend, like, I'm a grown old woman and I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
Still not
Like,
sure.
if anybody had said with my French degree I was going to work in housing for the federal government, like, that wasn't on my list. That was not on my
You're the only person I know with a French degree.
Hey, do you know the other one who has a French degree? That beautiful Ashley Judd. I think she
There
went
you
to
go.
university in Kentucky, so she followed in my footsteps. She
She
just
followed in your footsteps. She did.
doesn't know me, but she followed in my footsteps. No, I don't ever use it. No,
No, ever.
no.
I have a history degree.
Well, that probably comes in a little more useful.
Only with stupid facts.
I
So,
know, right?
4.5 years of college. Notice I said 4.5. 4.5 years of college, and the best class I ever took was the social history of the automobile. I know more stupid, silly facts about the car than anybody.
Love it.
Dumbfounded. We were driving down the road, and I say, "Oh yeah, that's the, this is the reason this is." And my kids will go, "What?" And I go, "Yeah, that's why that's like that."
How do you know that?
I know.
Stupid car fact. Okay, while we're off track, let's just stay on this road
Sure.
for a minute. I didn't get cable TV for many years. I was the last person of my generation to get cable TV.
Okay.
And I finally did. And I got up one Saturday morning, I flip on the TV, and I just landed. I don't know if it was the History Channel, Modern Marvels was not around then, but some show. And they did a whole episode, 30 minutes, maybe it was an hour, on traffic patterns. And if there is a car accident, it takes 4 hours for traffic to start flowing normally.
To regulate.
So if you leave the house at 8 o'clock in the morning and there was a car wreck at six and you're caught up in all this traffic, quit being frustrated because somebody was in a car wreck at 6 a.m. and it
That's
just
right.
hasn't had enough time to work
That's
out. So,
exactly right.
I mean, another trivial thing, we're just a plethora, a cornucopia. I love big words like that that you never get to use. You never get to use. So wealth, okay, so there's one person out there listening. And you and I've already kind of had a little bit of a back talk about this, but somebody out there's listening and it's like they have all the bad money stories in their head. Money is evil, money is bad, rich people are jerks, blah blah blah, which I don't believe or buy into any of that. But I think that money is our currency. Like in the olden days, if I grew vegetables, which I would never do, but if I were in a pretend world to grow vegetables, and you had the chickens, we might trade. I would give you some carrots and you'd give me a chicken. Okay, money. I want everybody to hear this very clearly. Money is the same way. It's just I don't have to grow carrots or raise chickens to get the other things I want, need, and enjoy to live a good life.
So let me give this analogy. Money is a tool, and you've heard that so many times before.
But here at this time, people, money's a tool.
It's a tool. I mean, it's all, let me give it this analogy also. It's like a gun. Okay? So money is a gun. A gun can be used for evil. It can be used to kill someone. It can be used to harm someone, just like money can be. You can use money in negative ways. But money can also feed your family. Money can also protect you from evil. It's all a matter of how you use it. You do a lot of coaching with people in what you do, whether it be the emotional side and unpacking all these different things. One emotion for you can be the total opposite emotion for me, and help this emotion could help me dramatically, but this emotion may be harmful to you.
Yep.
It's all about how do we learn and understand those emotions. So I'm going to use your world for example. Anger can be very, very debilitating, but anger can be very, very motivating in some ways. Okay. Money is the same way, but here's the thing. Just like what you do, you teach people about those emotions. We teach people about money and how to use it properly. The Bible is very specific. Money is not evil. The love of money is what the Bible said is the root of all evil, the love. Everyone I would think could say they do love money. I do. I love the tool and the things that it can do, but it does not have me. I love creating it, but I also love what it can do to people. So having that and being able to teach people about how to leverage that and use that is extremely freeing.
Well, and it's a critical part. I was at a conference and a retreat actually, and this woman for 2 days, one of the participants was going on and on about how evil money is, and finally I was like, it's our currency. Like, you're staying in a beautiful hotel and you're eating amazing food, and it has to be paid for, and our way of doing that in society is with money. And so, yes. So do you teach people how to do this? Is this like, I mean, if you're a coach for so many years, like, teaching is obviously in your blood. Whether you knew that or not, that might be a big aha moment for you
It
just
is.
now, but it's in your blood. So do you work with people? Do you teach people? Like, how do you get your message out other than being on the podcast?
Yeah, sure. A lot. There's a handful of different ways we do this. Number one way is referrals. People say, hey, Thomas can help with this, Thomas can help with that. But also, obviously, social media. People send us teach these things. But a lot of times we do. We sit down with people and we teach them the concepts that we understand and believe. I don't try to teach the whole thing. I don't try to teach everything about money. What we specialize in is infinite banking and teaching people that process. Here's the thing. It's not for everybody. It's not. It's not for everybody. I need to qualify people and say, hey, this is not for you. This or I sit there and go, hey, this is for you. I tell people this all the time. I looked at a guy that they is 28 years old, makes about $220,000 a year selling knives. He sells knives. He's a great kid, wonderful salesperson. I looked at him, I said, hey, Devin, I would not be telling you this and sharing this with you if I didn't think this would be a slam dunk for you and your wealth journey. Because I said, hey, look, I don't tell everybody about this. I don't. Because if I did, I would be wasting a lot of my time because a lot of the world is not ready for this concept. So we do. We teach people how to use this, how to leverage it. And sometimes it clicks with people and they love it and they're on board. And sometimes it doesn't click. When it clicks, it clicks. And you can't help but filter everything you do through how can I leverage this for my gain?
I love that. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you to see if, this is a fit, is there a place they can go? Is there, do you do webinars? Like, how can they find out more?
Yeah, I would say the best thing to do is our website, thomascox.co, thomascox.co. And I'm going to give you a link, Jennifer, and it's just a very simple page that goes and explains in three simple videos what infinite banking is.
Okay.
It's super easy. It's all right at 30 minutes. It's an intro video. And then a little bit deeper dive. And then the third video is very specific. The third video, you can pick a track. It can be business owner, you can be investor, or you can be high W-2. You pick the one that best describes you, and then then I can say, hey, this is for that path. And what that does is it gives you an idea of what that is. And then I'm happy to sit on a 15, 20-minute call and say, ask you a handful of questions and figure out if it's right for you. I can tell within 5 or 10 minutes if this is going to be a fit for you. I can tell. And if it's not, I'll just say, hey, Jen, this is not a fit, or hey, this is a fit. But that's the big best thing is our website, and then I'll send you that link for the video series, okay?
Yeah, and it'll be in the show notes. And those of you who are listening to this, like, just it's still on your phone. Just scroll down and get the show notes, and
That's
the
it.
link will be
Perfect.
there. So it'll be simple, people. I often hear, don't take people off the platform. Well, they have to. We got to take people off the platforms now. I love it. Okay, so as we wrap up, what is the one message you want to leave with my audience?
Everything you buy has a cost. If you're going to borrow money to pay for something, you've got to pay interest to somebody. If you're going to pay cash for something, you've got lost opportunity costs in that cash. With infinite banking, we can recapture all the interest that would be going out to somebody else or that I would be losing if I paid cash. Understand and think, if you can understand and think of that, you can be a lot more freer in your business journey.
Oh my gosh. Thanks so much for being here with us
You're
today
welcome.
and
Thank you.
sharing your message. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.